Shalom to all. Today's Avos on Hench and Avos Aino. We are starting about the seventh line with the word Upliga. And today's Avos sponsor, Lilunishmas, Mars Merim Sarbas Riyakov Moshe, Hernish Shamash Haven Uliyah. Now we go back to discussing the Pasuk, Ubertseya Berech Neetz Hashem, which according to one opinion we had previously, was referring to a Dayan who was Baitseya, who made a compromise that is not a good idea. That's like Neetz Hashem. It's like he's blaspheming Hashem. So now the Gemara tells us, Upliga der Tanchum Barchani Loi. This is not like of Tanchum Barchani Loi's explanation. Dar Tanchum Barchani Loi, he tells us, Loi Nerim Mikraze El Kenegim Maiso Egel. This Pasuk was only said in regards to the Egel Azov. The pasuk says, "Vayar Aaron, Aaron saw even Mizbeach Lefanov, and he built a Mizbeach in front of him." And the question is, Ma'ra, what did Aaron see that caused him to make a Mizbeach, which eventually led to the Egel? So, Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes, Amr Blazer, he explains, "Ra Chur Shazavuach Lefanov, he saw Chur who was shechted, who was killed in front of him." And we understand the words of the pasuk, "Vayiven Mizbeach," as "Vayaven Mizavuach." He understood from the one who was Zavuach, from the one who was shechted, who was killed. That's Chur. And Amr, he told himself, "If I don't listen to them right now and do something, they're going to do to me what they did to Chur, meaning they're going to kill me, umakayim bi, and they're going to fulfill the following pasuk by doing this to me, im yaharg mikdash Hashem kain v'navi, if in the mikdash of Hashem, a kain and a navi is going to be killed, v'loi havu luhu takantul oilam, and they're never going to have a takana." This pasuk is referencing Zechariah, who was a kain gadol and a navi. He was killed, his blood boiled for many years, and later on, Nebuzaradan came and wiped out almost a million yidin because of them killing this kain and navi. And there's no takana for something like that. And so Aaron told himself, if they kill me, a kain and a navi, they're never going to find forgiveness. Therefore, if it's better to love to egel, that we should make an egel. After having who takanta b'tshuva, maybe they will have a takana with tshuva. And it's about this action of Aaron that the pasuk of Baitseya Berech Neetz Hashem was said that he made a compromise and he built this mizbeach, which led to the egel. The Gemara continues discussing a different pasuk that we had. Vahani tanoi, these tanoim paiter mayim reishis madayin may darshibay. What do they do with this pasuk? Originally, Ma'ad Amar understood this pasuk to tell us that once a dayan knows the two different stadim and he knows which way the din is going to be leaning, he's not allowed to suggest a compromise. But what about other Ma'ad Amrim that don't agree with that? So what do they do with this pasuk? The answer is Kedrum Nuna, they do with it where Rav Nuna says, the Amr of Nuna, Rav Nuna explains, Ain Tchilas Dinah Shel Adam Nidain El Adiver Torah. After 120, a person's din is going to be only at not learning Torah properly. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Paiter Mayim Reishis Madain. Paiter Mayim literally means releasing water, and water is referring to Torah. Reishis Madain, and Reishis Madain means that's going to be the beginning of his judgment. And Rav Nuna gives a different explanation, Hai Tigra, a fight between two people. Tamia, it's comparable to the following, Letzinar de Bitka de Maya, to a stream of overflow of water from the river. When the river starts overflowing its banks into the neighboring fields, small streams start coming, and kiven de ravach, ravach, once those streams get wider, they continuously get wider, and it's very difficult to stop them, and that's why we're saying the words paiter mayim, the opening of water, meaning the opening of a machloikes. If a person starts a fight and he doesn't stop it, it's just going to continue going. Now, Abai Kishisha tells us what's a fight compared to, dami leguda de gamla, it's like the planks or the slats of a bridge, kiven de kam, once they've been set, they're set. When a bridge is first built, so the slats that are laid across for walking are not set into the bridge yet, but the more people walk across them, the more solid and stable they get, and it's the same thing with a fight. When it starts and people continue it, so it gets entrenched and it's very difficult to stop it. The Gemara continues with a simen, Shami Vishasi, Sheva Zmiras, Hu Simen. Now we're going to have a bunch of different memories. The first one having to do with a fight, and that's why we bring it up. Ahudava Kamar Va'azil, there was a fellow who's going along and saying the following, Tuvid Yashama Va'adesh, praiseworthy is the one who hears his embarrassment and he's quiet, meaning people insult him, they try to start a fight with him, but he doesn't say anything. Chalfua Bishte Mea, 100 bad things pass by him because somebody who's involved in a fight has 100 bad things happen to him. So somebody who's quiet and doesn't allow a fight to start, he has 100 bad things pass by him. And Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Kruxiv, this is in a pasuk. Paiter Mayim, Reishis Madain. Paiter Mayim over here is understood to be one who starts a fight, and Reishis Madain means Reish Me'adini. This is opening 100 dinim, 100 punishments or bad things, and that's either because Reishis Madain is a combination of the words Reish Me'adini, or because the gematria of Madain is 100. We have another memra, Hudava Kamar Vazel. There was a fellow walking along and saying, Atarti Talas Genova Loy Mikdel. For two or three stealings, a person is not going to be killed. But it doesn't mean anything because it could be that the fourth time he's going to be caught. And Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kruxiv, we have a pasuk that tells us, Koyamar Hashem, this is what Hashem said, Al Shalosh Pesha Yisrael, on three transgressions of the Yidin, they're not going to be punished, Val Arba Lo Yashivenu, but I'm not going to let them go for the fourth one. And another memra, Hudava Kamar Va'azel, there's a fellow going along saying, Shav Beri Shalmana, seven pits could be dug in front of a peaceful person and he's not going to fall in them, V'chada Le'avid Bish, and even one pit will be dug in front of an evildoer and he will fall into it. And Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kruxiv, this is a pasuk that tells us, Kishevi Yipol Tzadik V'kam, a tzadik will fall seven times but then get back up, but a rasha will fall even one time. And another memra, Hudava Kamar Vazel, there's a fellow going along saying, Da Azlam Bei Dina, if a fellow is coming out of Bezdin, Shaka Glime, and they took his coat, meaning Bezdin passing against him, and they made him pay money, Lizamer Zamer Velezel Be'urcha, he should go along the way singing a song, he should be happy, because that means that the money wasn't his anyway to begin with, and therefore he should rejoice that Bezdin had him part with money that didn't belong to him. Now, Amr Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Rav Yehuda, crux of this pasuk that tells us, "V'gam kol amazeh al makami yavam shalom." Also, this entire nation shall arrive at their place in peace. This is talking about the Yidden leaving Moshe Rabbeinu from Adin Torah, and we see that everyone's going home in peace, even those who were paskin against. So it's actually a good thing. Onto member number five, Hodava Kamar Vazel. There was a fellow going along saying, "He naima b'dikula shafil." If she's sleeping, her basket's going to go lower. Meaning, if a woman who's supposed to be working is sleeping, so the basket which is on her head that has all of her stuff in it is going to slip lower. Namely, a person who's lazy and is not doing the work as they should, that's going to be seen in their inferior product. And this is a pasuk that tells us, "Batzal tayim yimacham akar v'gaimer." Through laziness, the roof falls in. On to member number six, who'd have a kamar vazel. There was a fellow going along saying, "Gavra derechitznale, the man whom I trusted, adi legzize v'kam. He raised his fist and stood up against me." And I'm Lishmal Rav Yehuda, crux. If this is a pasuk that tells us, "Gam ish shleim asher batachti boy v'gaimer," even my man of peace, meaning my ally in whom I trusted. And the pasuk concludes by saying, "Higdil alai akev," he turned his heel against me. So even though maybe you trust a person, it could be he's going to turn against you. And our last memra, who'd have a kamar vazel. There was a fellow going along saying, "Yerchimten hava ziza," when our love, meaning the love between me and my wife, was very strong, we could have slept on the edge of a sword, meaning we didn't need a lot of space, we didn't need much creature comforts. Whereas Hashadloy Aziz and Rechimtin, now that our love is not strong, a bed that's even 60 amas is not good enough for us. And Rav Huna says, we have psukim to tell us about this. Originally, Pasuk tells us that I will appear to you over there and speak to you from above the kapires. This is Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to appear to him. V'tani, we have a brisa that tells us, Arin Tisha, the Arin was 9 tefachim high, the kapires tefach, and the kapires was 1 tefach tall. That's just 10 tefachim high, and Hashem is appearing right above the Arin, and the Arin was also 1.5 amas long, so we see that Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu and spoke to him from a very small place. That's when the love was strong. But then the Pasuk says, V'abaisa Shabana Melech Shlomo El Hashem, the house that King Shlomo built for Hashem, Shishim Amah Arkai, it was 60 amas long, V'esrim Rachmai, and 20 wide, V'shalashim Amah Kamasai, and 30 tall, U'l'basayf Ksiv, and at the end, what does the Pasuk tell us? K'yamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kesiv Ha'aretz Adam Ragloi, Eza Ba'at Sashrativ Nuli V'goymer, what type of house can you build for me? There isn't any house that's big enough that could hold my Shechina. And that's referring to when there isn't love between us and Hashem, even a house as big as Shlomo HaMelech's is not able to hold Hashem. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had mentioned previously, that if a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe, who's judging a case, and the Talmud knows something to say, and he holds it in, that's a problem. Because the Pasuk says, Loi Saguru Bnei Ish, or understanding the word Loi Saguru is don't withhold. So the question is, my mashma dahai Loi Saguru lishin t'chinushehu. How is it inferred from the Pasuk that the words Loi Saguru means k'nushe, to gather in or to withhold? So Rav Nachman, he tells us, Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, V'yayin Loi Tishta, you will not drink wine, V'loi Se'egar, and you will not gather in. And Rav Achbar Yaakov Amar, he says, Mehachatz from the following Pasuk, Tachan B'kayetz Lachma, she prepares her food in the summer, Agra B'katzer Machala, and gathers her food in the harvest. So we see this Lashon of Aleph Gimel Reish is to gather in. And Rav Achbar Yaakov Amar, he says, Mehachatz from the following Pasuk, Agra B'kayetz Ben Maskil, a wise son gathers in the summer. The Gemara continues with a simon for the following, Emes Mamin Yira Simon, and Amar Shulmar Chmeni, Amar B'yonis son, Holdan Shadantin Emes Lamitai, any judge who paskins with truthful judgment, Masha Shechina B'Yisrael, he caused the Shechina to rest in Yisrael. Shem because the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitza B'Adas Kel B'Kerev Elokim Yishbait. So we see that when there's an Adas Kel, there's judges judging properly, Hashem's Shechina is there. And V'chol Tain She'enu Don Din Amos Lamitai, any judge that does not judge properly, Garam Shechina Shet Tesalik M'Yisrael, he caused the Shechina to leave Am Yisrael. Shem because the Pasuk says, Mishayit Aniyim, because of the oppression of the poor, Me'enkas Av Yoinim, and because of the cry of the needy, Ata Akum Yomer Hashem V'Goymer, now I'm going to stand up, says Hashem, meaning Hashem's going to get up and leave because the poor and the needy are being oppressed and they're being judged against. Any dain that takes money from one person and gives it to another, shaloi kedin, this is against the proper din, Hashem is going to take his nefesh from him. Because the Pasuk says, don't steal from the poor because he's poor, and don't oppress the poor in the gate, which means in Bezdin, Hashem is going to fight their fight, and rob the soul of those who rob them. And a dayan should always view himself as if there's a sword in between his thighs, and Gehenim's open up underneath him. Because the Pasuk in Shir Shirim says, behold the bed of Shloimai. This is not referring to Shloimai Melch, it's referring to Melch Hashalom Shaloi, which is Melch Mecham Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over here the Mita is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. 60 strong men of Yidden are surrounding it. These Gibarim are referring to Talmid Chachamim, Kulam Achuzei Cherev, all of them are holding swords, Melumdei Melchama, they're wise in the ways of war. This is referring to wise in the ways of Torah. They know Torah. They know how to paskin. Ish charbal yirechai. Each man's sword is on his thigh. That's what we just mentioned. Mipachat balelois, because of the fear of nights. And what does this mean? Mipachta shel gehenim shedoyim lalayla. They're afraid of gehenim, which is like the nighttime. And darshav yeshav yeshadarshin v'itamer of Nachum bar Yitzchak. Some say of Nachum bar Yitzchak. Ma'adchsev. What's pshat in the pasuk? Beis David, by the house of David, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Dinu Labaiker Mishpat, judge a judgment in the morning, Vatsilu Gazel Miyad Oishek, and save that which is stolen from the one who is taken from. And the question is, V'chiba Biker Dun, V'chal Yem Ein Dunin, are we only allowed to judge during the morning and not the rest of the day? El, or rather, what's the Pasuk saying? Im Bar L'cha Davar K'Biker, if the matter is clear to you like the morning, Amruhu, so then you could say it. Meaning a judge can only paskin if he really knows what he's talking about, Vimlav, but if not, Al Tamru, don't say it. And Rechiba Abba, Rabbi Yonasan, he tells us Mehachatz from the following Pasuk, Emel Chachma Chaisiat, say to wisdom that you are my sister. What does that mean? Im Bar L'cha Davar K'Chaischa, Shiasur L'cha, Amrehu. If the matter is clear to you, as clear it is that your sister is also to you, so then you could paskin it, Vimlav, if not, Al Tamru, don't say it. And Amr Yishub Levi tells us, Asar Shesh Mbedin, 10 judges are saying to Dan up a case, Kailer Tali B'Tzavar Kulon, there's a chain hanging around the neck of all of them, meaning they all bear responsibility if it's a bad judgment. The Gemara's Pshita, that's obvious. Why wouldn't it be that? And the answer is, Let's Rechel Chedesh is, El Talmud Yoshel Fnei Rabbi, if a Talmud's sitting in front of his Rabbi and his Rabbi's paskening, but the Talmud has something to say and he doesn't say it, he's also responsible. We have a story of Huna, Kiava Asi Dino Kamei, when Rav Huna had a din come to him, Mechnu Fumaisi Asar Rabbanon Bei Rav, he would gather 10 of the Rabbanon from the Beis Medrash. Omar, he explained himself, Ki Hechel Amtayin Shivim Kshura, so that a small chip from the beam could go to everyone. In other words, he didn't want to take full responsibility by himself. That's why he had other Chacham come with him so they could all share the responsibility if indeed they ended up paskin falsely. And similarly, Rav Ashi, Kava Asi, Treftel Kamei, when Rav Ashi had a situation of a trefa, an animal that might not be kosher, and it was brought to him, he would gather all of the butchers of Mas Machasya because they were experts in trefas, and Omar explained himself, so that a small chip of the beam could go to all of us, and I'm not going to bear responsibility for everything. And also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, the Darsh of Nachum Arkayin, Rav Nachum Arkayin Darsh in the following, what's pshat in the pasuk, melchum mishpat yamid aretz, that a king holds up the world with mishpat, v'ish truma is yar sana, but a man of gifts will ruin it. This means, im dayin dam lamelech, if a dayin is like a king, she'in etzar chalklom, he doesn't need anything, he's so wise and smart, he has all the Torah in his pocket, and he knows how to paskin yamid aretz. So the world is established through that, because that means he's always paskin correctly. V'im dayin lakayin, shemachaz beis agranus, but if a dayin is like a kayin, who always has to go to beis agranus, trying to collect truma, yar sana, he's going to ruin the world, because this dayin doesn't know anything, he's always having to ask questions, and many times he's not going to ask, and he's going to paskin based off of the little knowledge that he has, and that's obviously going to ruin the world because he's not going to be paskin correctly. The market continues with a story. The house of the Nasi appointed a dayan who wasn't learned enough, and Amrulei Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Meturgamani to Reish Lakish, they, meaning the house of the Nasi, told Yehuda Bar Nachmani, who was the Meturgaman, the spokesperson of Reish Lakish. Back in the day, the Rosh Yeshiva would give a shir, he would just say a few words quietly to the Meturgaman, to the spokesperson, and this Meturgaman would say the shir out very loud so everyone could hear it. So this Yehuda Bar Nachmani was told by the house of the Nasi, Kum Alei Bamayra, you should stand as an Amayra, as a spokesperson for this new Dayan. So come, he stood up, Gachan Alei, he leaned over him to listen to what this new Dayan has to say, V'leim Alei V'leim Midi. And this new Dayan didn't say anything, because he didn't have anything to say. And so what did Yehuda Bar Nachmani do? Pasach, he opened up, V'amar, and he said as follows, Hoy Oimer Le'etz HaKitza, woe is to the one who says to wood, wake up. And Uri Le'evan Dumam, one who says, arise to a dumb stone who can't say anything. Hu Yaira, can it paskin? Can it rule? Hinei hu tafa zav chesef, behold, it's covered in gold and silver, v'chol ruach in bekirbay, and it doesn't have any life in it. And this is the pasuk that he used to describe his dayon who didn't know anything. And v'asakash baruch liparim ma'amidon, Hashem is going to end up punishing those who appoint judges who are not fitting. Shemar kaz pasuk says, v'Hashem eichal kachay has mipon of kol ha'aretz, and Hashem from his holy heichal, the entire earth shall be silent before him. Meaning Hashem is going to destroy the world because of improper dayonim being set up. And Amar Shlokish Shlokish tells us, kol ma'amidayin she'ina hagun, anyone who appoints a dayon that's not fitting, kulin hayteh asher b'Yisrael. It's as if he plants an asherah tree, which is an avodah zarah tree among the Yidden. Shenamar kaz pasuk says, shayftim shayftim titen lecha. So that's a pasuk it talks about appointing dayanim. V'samachlein, right afterwards the pasuk says, lo yisitel lecha asherah kol eitz. Don't plant an asherah tree. And we understand this to mean that if a dayan who's not proper gets appointed, that's like an asherah. And Amar Rashi continues, v'makom sheish tamid chamim. If there's tamid chamim in that area and they appointed a non-proper judge, kiilu natu eitzel mizbeach. It's as if they planted it right next to mizbeach, which is terrible. Shenamar kaz the pasuk also says, eitzel mizbeach Hashem alekecha, next to mizbeach Hashem. And we know that Talmud Chacham is considered like a Mizbeach, because just like the Mizbeach was Mechaper on sins, so Talmud Chacham is Mechaper for everyone's Averis, so it's even worse to appoint a not proper judge in a place where there's a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara continues, because if it says in the Pasuk, Loi Sasun Iti Alei Chesiv Alei Hezav, don't make gods of silver and gold, and the question is, Alei Chesiv Alei Hezav, Hu Doi Avdi, Hade Eitz Shari, the Pasuk's only saying that it's usher to make gods of gold and silver, but it's okay to make a god of wood? That doesn't make sense. Amar Vashi, Ravashi explains, Eloi Ahaba Beshvil Kesiv Alei Ahaba Beshvil Zav, the Pasuk's saying, don't appoint a god for you, meaning a judge that comes because of silver and gold, meaning somebody who's not fitting, don't appoint a guy like that. Now we have a story about a proper dayon, Rav, Kiava Asil Beidina, when Rav would come to Bezdin to judge a case, Amar Hachi said the following, going, of his own will, he goes out to his death. This is Rav talking about himself, expressing fear that maybe he's going to paskin incorrectly and he's going to get punished with death because of that. He continued saying, he's not doing the work of his house because he's going to judge. He's going to come back to his house empty-handed because the dayan doesn't get paid for his judgment. It should be that his coming to his house is like his leaving his house, just like when he left his house, it was without averus. So that when he comes home, it should be without any averus, and that he should paskin correctly. And more about Rav, when he saw a whole group of chachamim, a whole crowd following him as he was walking, Amar, he would tell himself the following so that he shouldn't get conceited. If his stature rises to heaven, and the next pasuk says, he shall perish forever like his waist. And again, that was just to remind himself not to get all haughty that everyone's following him. Now, something similar, when they would carry him on their shoulders on Shabbos during the regel, is when everyone would come together for a big shir. Marzuch Chasida, who's very old, who's the one giving the shir, was carried on people's shoulders to the front because he was walking very slow. And Amar Hachi would say as follows to remind himself not to get haughty. Riches aren't forever. Is a crown for generations? No, it's not. And the Gemara continues, how do we know this thing that Rabbanon say? You should be deliberate in judgment. Where does this come from? The pasuk says, don't walk up steps to my mizbeach. And afterwards it says, now this pasuk of loisal malos is saying that we're not allowed to build steps to the mizbeach. There has to be a ramp, and we know that a person walks up steps much quicker than they walk up a ramp. And since we have the smichas of ve'il hamishpatim, that tells us when a person's sitting to judge, he should be musun and deliberate. He should be slow, like walking up a ramp, and not like walking up steps. And Amar Blazer says, how do we know that a dayon should not step on the heads of the holy nation? This is referring to when a shir was given, everyone would sit on the floor, and then if somebody had to pass by, that's like stepping on their heads because they were on the floor. And so how do you know a dayon should make sure not to do this, that he should be at the front beforehand and he shouldn't be walking over everyone's heads? Because the pasuk says, "Lai salab amalos, don't go up." And right afterwards it says, "Ve'il hamishpatim." We continue dashing this pasuk. It says, "Asher tosim, that you shall place in front of them." This is ve'il hamishpatim asher tosim lefnehem. And the question is, "Asher talamdim b'alei." The pasuk should really say, "These are the mishpatim that you shall teach them." What does it mean? These are the mishpatim that you shall place in front of them. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'yitem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba ilu klei adayanim. This is referring to the kalim, the tools of the dayanim that they shall physically place in front of the litigants. What does that mean? So we have a story. Rav Huna kavanafik ladina. When Rav Huna would go out to judge a case, Amar Hachi would say the following: "Afikuli mani chanusai, bring out my tools of the trade." What are his tools of the trade? Makel, a stick. This is to hit somebody who's chayv malchus drabanan. Urtsua, a strap. This is to hit somebody who's chayv malchus dairaisa. Veshufra, a shofar to blow in the case that a person is put into nidu echerem. Vesandala, and a sandal for chalitza. And we see this as well in another pasuk: "Vatzave es shevtechem ba'isahi." And I commanded your judges that time. What do we learn from this word "vatzave"? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kneged makel urtsua teizaris." You, the judge, shall be zaris with a makel and urtsua. That's a lashon of atzave. Atzave doesn't only mean command, but it also means you shall be zaris. And so we see another pasuk that talks about these kalim of the judges. We continue dashing this pasuk. It says, "Shemaya ben achichem ushvatem." You shall hear between brothers and judge. Now Amar Chanina explains, "Azhar la bezdin." This is a warning for bezdin. Shlei shav divrei baldin kodim shav baldin chaveroi. That they shouldn't hear the words of one baldin before the other baldin comes. That's the lashon of ben achichem. You have to hear between brothers. The two litigants have to be there before anyone says their piece. And also, "Azhar la baldin." It's also a warning for one of the litigants that he shouldn't quickly say his piece before the other baldin comes. And how do we understand that? Because kari beinami, we could also read the pasuk as shamea bein achichem. You shall make heard your piece that you want to say among your brothers, meaning only when the other litigant is there, not when you're by yourself. We have something similar of kana or mehacha. Kana says we learn it from the following: mi loy sisa, from the words loy sisa. When it's read as we just did, it's understood as don't accept false edus. Mean a judge shouldn't hear one of the sides before the other one is even there, because that might cause him to paskin falsely. But we also could read this word as loy sasi, don't make your words heard as false, meaning the baladinim themselves are also warned not to share their piece before everyone's there. And we continue explaining this pasuk, ushvatem tzedek, you shall judge righteously. What does this mean? So Rish Lakish says, tzedek es hadin, first you shall make the din righteous, meaning you should make sure 100% that you know you're saying correct, and then afterwards you can be shayfet it, you can cut it, that's what chatcheu means, meaning only once you're certain this is the proper din, then you could say, okay, this is what everyone has to do. We continue explaining the pasuk, bein ishu bein achiv, and between man and his brother. What does this mean? So Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda explains, afilu bein bayis la'aliyah, even a judgment between the first floor and the upper floor. This is referring to two brothers that come to Bezin, they inherited a two-floor house from their father. A judge can't just say, okay, you take the lower floor, you take the upper floor. The bein ishu bein achiv tells us that the judge has to evaluate how much each of these floors are worth, and if one of them happens to be more valuable than the other, so the brother that gets that has to pay the brother on the lower lower end, the commensurate amount, so it could be even. Furthermore, the pasuk says, "Ubein geiroi," literally this means, "and a stranger with him." Now, Amar Yehuda, he explains this as follows, "Afilu bein tanu l'kirayim," even the difference between an oven and a stove. Let's say two brothers inherited an oven and a stove, the dayan can't say, "Okay, you take the oven, you take the stove." He has to evaluate how much each one is worth and make an even split. And the understanding of geiroi in the pasuk is milashin migurim, when something that has to do with their living comes up, it still has to be an even split. We continue with another pasuk, it tells us, "Loisakiru panim mishpat," literally this means, "don't show covet or don't recognize in a judgment." What's understanding? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Loisakirehu," don't recognize one person over the other. If he's your friend and you know him, don't show him deference and paskin like him just because you know him. And Rabbi Elazar says the other way around, "Loisinakrehu," don't treat him as a stranger, meaning if you don't like one of the Bali Dinim, don't paskin against him just because you don't like him. Now we have a story about this. Ushbazichne de Rav, the host of Rav, Asal Kameladina, he came in front of him for a din Torah. Amrullah, he told Rav, "Lavish Bazichniat, weren't you my guest?" So Amrullah, Rav told him, "In, yes, I was." So Amrullah, the guy told him, "Dina Isli, I have a din Torah I want judged by you." So Amrullah, Rav told him, "Chasam Ralph on top, Psilnil Khaladina, I can't judge for you because I'm inclined to paskin in your favor due to the fact that I was your guest." So Amrullah, Rav told Rav Kahana, "Puk Dine, go judge for him." Bachasi have a Kagais Bay. Rav Kahana saw that this fellow, this host, was very haughty in Rav, meaning he was talking towards Rav and acting as if he was very chashiv because he was confident that due to the fact that he knows Rav and he was his host, that the din was going to be like him. So Amrullah kind of told him, "Eat sayas, sayas. If you're going to listen to my psak and you're going to behave, so fine. V'iloy, but if not, Rav meunech, I'm going to take Rav away from your strength, meaning I'm going to put you in cheirem, and all the closeness you think you have with Rav is not going to help you at all because you're going to be in cheirem. So you better behave yourself." We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to explain psukim that have to do with the din Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.